pigmentation. Mother told me, bright colors make you look dark. I replied, bright colors make me brave. She said, the lighter you are, the better. I believed her. I would cover the darkness around my eyes and the discolor around my mouth, the dark fine lines around my neck between my thighs, the circlet around my elbows and my knees. And I scrubbed till they bled. They said, try lemon, it's probably dirt. And scrub well. The wounds were open. They bled again and I kept trying. I kept trying, yes, at school every day. Every day I put on my armor, tucked in my school shirts and lifted my skirts, chasing those white boys down double-decker buses because a girl like me was always ready. Ducking snowballs across the road, running down Queen's Drive from a knife coming towards me. Pushed by the bus driver, then arrested for defending myself. Skipped in the line by my teacher, told to speak louder, questioned how is it possible that she is a Scouser, because Scousers are white, he said, and you're a Paki. Going home was only a type of relief. Going home only meant looking in the mirror as I scrub away the colour of my skin. But no matter how brave I was, I realised what we were fighting on the outside was only a different type of battle. So I threw away that scrubber because I no longer want to bleed. I looked in the mirror and I saw a young woman of colour. And today, I only wear bright colours.